A million people say, I got a dope idea. 100,000 of those people write the idea down. 10,000 of those 100,000 write down an elaboration of what this idea is, really becoming obsessed and immersed in that idea.
I mean, you have to feel, you have to know that nothing can stop you.
There's a machine, so you know what it
means. No distractions.
Who are you to even think that you are a businessman, an entrepreneur? You are you, and you have to remember these things, ladies and gentlemen.
You can do anything you want. You just have to make it happen.
Key, I've seen so many people start businesses or get into situations or try and involve people or try and involve a team or try and make a sale. And confidence is key,
It's like, what are you waiting for?
This is your Listen Into 2020.
It's 2020.
Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy, 2020, Coach 2020, DJ 2020, the only 2020 twin, and you are tuned in now to listen in to 2020. Man, so I really want this message today to touch base with you guys. So I'm sitting in the corner of a parking lot. I'm overlooking the highway. I'm in Maryland Heights, Missouri, the county of St. Louis, Missouri. Just west of St. Louis City. So I'm enjoying my last few weeks and month here in St. Louis. About to make this transition to the West Coast, to Phoenix. So it's a lot of great things to be happy about. And it kind of really flows into this message that I want to give you guys today. And it's all about the company you keep. You are the company you keep. And as an entrepreneur, it is very, very vital to be mindful of the company that you are keeping. One of the most powerful statements I heard today from a friend of mine, the People's CEO, Mr. Travis the Truth, he let it be known that people that aren't resourceful are a waste of time. And it is not literally a jab at, you know, people who don't know how to put skills together to make more skills or to make results. It's just really talking about people who refuse to want that for themselves, or people who cannot ever be resourced, or people who don't ever want to build themselves up to be resourced. So to be resourceful is not about having money. It's not about being financially resourceful. It's not about having a place to go or having a car. It's not about those things. Those are resources that people feel necessary. Transportation is a necessary thing, and that should be a resource every person can provide for themselves, whether it be public transportation by getting a bus pass, whether it be you putting an inner tube in your bicycle and riding your bike to work, or gassing up your car and heading on down the highway. That is your responsibility. That is your resource. And if you don't have a car, your resourcefulness kicks in and you say, man, I got to take public transportation. Now, if you don't view public transportation as an option or an alternative resource, then you got to look at those people who don't look at alternative resources as, okay. A lot of people get stuck into what they think they want and the quality they think they want it at, and they can't even afford it. You can't afford it through time. You can't afford it through money. You can't afford it through what your mental capacity can hold. A lot of people can't think for their situations. So you have to be able to build yourself up to that point to really be a resource. You have to become a resource. Being a resource isn't something that you do overnight. Some people are naturally talented. Some people are naturally resourceful individuals, but others have to work at it. And if you do have to work at it, it's okay to be a huge resource. It's okay to have a few more components than the next man, because your resource is different from the resource. What the man who sells trees sell, the man with water won't. So we still have to understand the company you keep. So you have, as an entrepreneur, it's important, because if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to start a business, say you're an idea guy, and you know, you're an idea guy, you're a business guy, but what about the friends? Let's talk about the people you call friends. The people you call friends could be people who encourage you, they support you. They could be positive, they could be negative people. They can be, you know, anybody or anything into your situation. They can be positive, they can be negative. It really varies, right? It's a friend. Every friend is different. Every friend brings something to the table. But every friend, and what I tell all of my friends, my real friends, the people that I love, think about all the time, you know, can laugh with, can be myself, have seen me mess up, can correct me outside my business and career space, they are all extensions of who I am. Imagine my sense of humor being merely a 10% of who I am. That 10% belongs to 100% of someone else. So I've been inspired by a person I label as or see as humorous 100%. Or even 90%, and then I see where I can be a resource for them, and they can be a resource for me. They can be a resource for my sense of humor. Maybe I might have a dry sense of humor. If I'm looking to, you know, moisten up my sense of humor here, then I would look at somebody that I know can make people laugh, that is likable. And that's something that I look for in all of my friends, an extension of myself. I see certain things about myself that I enjoy, that I love, and I see those things exaggerated and elaborated on in other people. Those are the type of friends that you have to have around you, ladies and gentlemen. Because a lot of us have friends that are extensions of who we are. They may be in the same exact space we are. They may be a mere component, exaggerated or elaborated. But then you have some friends that have nothing to do with your space. And some people come and go. Some people outgrow your space. Some people will grow into your space. So people that you may have had not closer or as close before, you may see yourself attaching yourself to them or becoming more close to them in the future. It's just the same reason why the trees change color. Time. It's all about the season. It's all about the reason. And it'll always change. So, watching your friends, thinking about who your friends are resources. They are people that you invest your time into. There are people that you look for energy from. They are resources. They are a resource for time. They are a resource for laughter. If they're a resource, just there's somebody that you call to just make you feel better at the end of the day, that's a resource. So to be careful of who you keep around you and make sure that they are a resource. If they're not, again, they are a waste of your time. Moving on. We get past the friends part. We get past the personal part of things. Who you are when you go home. When you're just clicking around on Netflix. That's your friends, right? But when you get up and you start your day, you're about your business, who are you around? I hope you're not keeping your friends around unless you're doing business, right? This is a time where, and I've seen it a lot of different ways, business separating pleasure. I have friends that I do business with, but I separate a lot of my friends from my business just so I can have a clear head when I go home or when I see that person this weekend, or when I see that person out and about, you know, it's not, just did business meeting with this guy, or are we doing business together? I'm like, no, that's my friend, and I can't wait to kick it with him. That's the impression I want with a lot of people. But when it comes to business, it is what it is. It's business. Let's get through these logistics, and then we can have fun. Then we can get to know each other, so forth and so on, and that be the case. But in business, you have to be around people that are really a resource. You really, you know, it's okay to be around people who think like you, can on the same page length as you. If you want to check your facts or your theories, that's totally fine if that's something that you're comfortable with. But even my twin brother, Ryan, is a component of who I am. We are the perfect in definition of yin and yang, day and night. Top, bottom, opposite sides of the spectrum. That make one perspective. And that's the best thing about having great resources around you, especially in business, because if you are an idea thinker, you don't need five idea men on a team. You don't need one idea man resourcing five idea men, because the only thing you guys will get done are having great ideas together. You guys will ping pong each other's ideas. You guys will present their own singular ideas to each other, so forth and so on. But you won't be productive because you have no one to move it forward. As entrepreneurs, we have to look at what we need for our situation to be successful and then utilize our resources to get what we need. If I'm an idea thinker, but I need graphic work, and then I need video work so that graphics can be placed into the video, then I need a distributor, someone that can actually post these things on platforms, whether it be social media or media platforms, so forth and so on, and I'm not the guy to do all three steps, then I need resources. I need people that can bring that to my table, that can bring what I can do at a 10% level, and I need them to do that at the 90%, 100% level. You following me? It's the same concept when you're thinking about your friends and extensions of yourself and your personality and who you are. A lot of people will tell you to shut off people who you feel are, you know, bad for you. And I would say the same thing. If you feel like somebody's bad for you, be okay with letting them go. Even if you're not looking for something at that moment, bad resources are still resources you have to look at, and that's still the company you're keeping. So bad resources result to bad company, result to me asking and informing you to watch the company you keep. And this is a very simple concept, ladies and gentlemen. This actually goes into everything I've been saying in this entire season of my podcast. So it's all about, this falls into building your dream. This falls into the dream killers. This falls into building your team and the dream killers. Those podcasts, this falls into a lot of those things. And we have to be cognizant and mindful of the resources in the company we keep. Also, the last and most important resource, ladies and gentlemen, is you. You are your biggest resource. Your energy is what you keep. Your energy is the company you're keeping for yourself internally. The type of energy you hold on to can affect your outcome. The type of situations you give energy to can affect your outcome. The type of situations you invest your time into will affect your outcome. So be mindful of what type of energy you're putting into what type of situation. Positive energy for positive situations. No energy for negative situations. And that's all you really got to do. When it comes to a positive situation, man, and all you got is somebody throwing bad things at you, it's time to cut that person loose. There is no capacity at all for foolery. And bad resources equal foolery. So, ladies and gentlemen, watch the company you keep. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook at DJ2020 and Coach2020. Make sure you hit me up at my website. You get all of this wonderful content, all the podcasts before and after at 2020.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to enjoy your wonderful Monday. I want to say peace, love, and all that good stuff. Oh, have a good day.